while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Good afternoon, church. Well, it's not quite afternoon yet, it's still morning. Good morning, church. It's good to be in the presence of God. And you know, his presence is very strong here today as we worship him. Now, today is Communion Sunday, as you can see. And the words or the scripture that's just been read to you, you're all familiar with. So really, I'm just going to be reminding you of a few things that, you know, that we need to sort of do in order to receive the blessing, but also in order to celebrate, you know, what Jesus has done for us. And so, as the scripture was read to us this morning about communion, and, you know, it's communion, it's Lord's Supper, it's the Last Supper, whichever you want to call it, when Jesus shared a new thing with his disciple. So we had the lesson. I'm just going to go through, you know, just the scripture itself before we dive in. So the topic today is reasons to celebrate, and we have brought it down to a reason to celebrate. So that is where we want to get to, a reason. But there are many reasons, as you will hear, that we need to celebrate. So what do these verses tell us? In verse 26, while they were eating, Jesus took bread. He blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciple and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Now, before this, we had the celebration, or during this time, it was the celebration of the Passover. So Jesus was in Jerusalem with his disciple. He's been there every year because this is something that they celebrate, the Passover, every year. On this occasion, he was there with his disciple. And the scripture doesn't tell us that, you know, he went into the temple before, the year before, to celebrate. But we can assume that something like that happened. So at this time, Jesus was celebrating the Passover with his disciple. And he took bread. In the scripture, the verses we read, break it, gave it to them. And said, "Eat this. This is my body." After he gave thanks, he then took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it." Verse 27. Verse 28. "For this is my blood that you are taking from this cup." And verse 28, 29 says, "I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom." This is our key verse that we will focus on. Of course, when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Now, there are other scriptures that gives a slightly different version or different look on this, but mainly this scripture we can read in Mark, in Luke, you know, about this occasion of Jesus eating with his disciples. And who are these verses for? So, these verses are for us, the followers of Jesus. Because in them, in the whole four verses that we just read, what we can see is forgiveness of sin. And forgiveness means to be separated from sin. Or remission of sin is forgiveness. But I want to take us now to really what was happening during that time, just to put it in context. So in this account, we see Jesus in Jerusalem with his disciple, and as Jews, they were partaking in the feast of unleavened bread. Now, this was a time of celebration for the Jewish people. So traditionally on the first day, they would sacrifice what is known as the Passover lamb. And that is how they begin their celebration. This meant a lot to the Jews, and we know the story. We know the story of how God took Israel out of slavery from Egypt. And this was when the Passover starts, because what he said to them, it was the 10th plague. There were many plagues, yeah? The plagues of flies, the plague of blood, you know, the plagues of locust, and all these. We know the story very well. But this was the 10th one, when he instructed Israel, kill a lamb and put the blood of that lamb onto your post, into the post of your door, the entrance to your door, because I am going to be judging Egypt. I'm going to be killing the firstborn. And when I see the blood on your doorpost, I will pass over. So we get the Passover, the word passing over. So this was what was happening when Jesus met with his disciples to celebrate the Passover, because that's what they were doing. So Jesus met with his disciples whilst everybody else was meeting in the temple. Because Jerusalem, remember that Israel was the place that the Jews settled. And so, because God had commanded them, you should do this, you should celebrate every year with a lamb. Kill a lamb, eat bitter herbs, and unleavened bread. So they would do that each year. But Jesus didn't go to the temple, because they would do all of the sacrifices in the temple. He wanted to meet with his disciples. Why? He wanted to have a special meal with them. In fact, it was going to be a meal, not just of a celebration, but a meal where he was going to say goodbye. So this was very special. This was a very, very special occasion. Why did he do that? Because he had a special relationship with these 12 men that he has been teaching over the 3 years. And he wanted to meet with them. But you know, it was not just for meeting with them and not just for saying goodbye, but he wanted to tell them that I am now going to be that sacrificial lamb. And you won't need to do sacrifices every year, because I am going to be that sacrificial lamb that is going to be forever, once and for all. So no more will you be coming to the temple to kill a lamb. So this was a time of joy, although the disciple didn't understand it yet. But it should have been a time of joy, because Jesus was laying down his life for us all. So we know Jesus didn't go to the temple. And the disciple, knowing that he was there to celebrate, said to him, "Well, Master, what are we going to do? Where are we going to eat this special meal that you have in mind for us?" So he sent them to a man. He said, "Go and tell this man that the teacher wants to have to celebrate a meal with you." And the man, of course, gave them the room to do so. And this was where he met with them and break bread and drink wine. But we know that this wasn't just the breaking of bread and the eating of wine, the drinking of wine, because we know, as he said to them, which is our central theme today, "I tell you, I will not drink from this first fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it anew in my Father's kingdom." So the significance of this: Jesus wanted to show them not just how much he loved them, but he wanted to show them that there will be something new when I go. Even though I go, I want to show you something new that you will have in with you for the rest of your lives. So he broke the bread and he took the cup. And he looked at them. Can you imagine? He looked at them and say, "I am not going to be doing this with you anymore. Oh, this is the last time I'm going to be doing this with you until that day that I drink in my Father's kingdom." So the cup carried with it, you know. And he also said to them, "You should do this in remembrance of me." So the cup, whilst he served them, he was saying to them, "Drink this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. When you celebrate this, celebrate what I have taught you. All the things that I have done, celebrate it. Healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind. Celebrate this when you eat the bread and drink the cup." So, this was a reason to celebrate, because he has laid down his life for us all. And all of this, when he went, he said, "I am going, but I'm going to send you someone that's going to remind you to do these things." And even though they didn't understand at the time, when the Holy Spirit came, remember, it was to bring all these things back to their remembrance, to teach them to do what Jesus has said. Do this, all of this, the cup and the bread, in remembrance of me. So Jesus had this intimate feast or meal with his disciples. It was a very important meal, because he was able to say to them, "Listen, even though I'm here eating with you now, there is going to come a time when I will be doing this again, but not here on earth, in my Father's kingdom. What joy. What joy to be eating a meal with the Lord in his kingdom. We heard the song today, You Can Only Imagine. Can you imagine what that will be like? The Father invites you to a meal. The King of Kings invites you to a meal. He welcomes you to the banquet. In this banquet, can you imagine? On that last day in the Father's kingdom, can you imagine? In the banquet hall, there will be seated the prophets who have gone before, the disciples who have gone before. We will be greeting them at this feast that Jesus is going to have for us. We will be eating at the table that he himself will prepare. We will be dining with him. Isn't that reason to celebrate? Isn't that reason to celebrate? A reason to celebrate. Celebrate having that joy of eating with the Lord. Yes, there was the Last Supper. And there were men tinged with sadness because he was going to go. But on that day when we eat with him, it will be a celebration. It will be a joy. Because there'll be nothing else like it. We'll be eating with him. Can you imagine? We enter that banquet. The angels will be singing songs to the Lord as he welcomes us into his presence. That is what it's all about. That is the celebration. He gave us. He told us, do this. Eat the bread, drink the wine, do this in remembrance of me, because you are going to be able to do the things that I have done, but also in preparation for that day when I eat it with you in my Father's kingdom. So today is a day of communion. I want to talk about that a little bit, because we know what communion is. We're doing it all the time. Yes, so we know what it is. So in coming to communion, which now represents a new covenant, no longer will the blood of a lamb and bullocks and turtle doves do. Jesus came as the sacrificial lamb, the final lamb of God. And this is what he gave when he said, this is my body and this is my blood. Yes, his body was broken on the cross for us. His blood was shed for the remission and forgiveness of sin. Because his body was broken, we can be healed. Because his blood was poured out, we can have forgiveness of sin. So our evidence and the foundation of the establishment of communion is found, as we know, in Corinthians, where Paul explained and reinstituted the communion. And as we know, it has become a vital practice of the church, then as it is today. So Paul reinstituted it. He said, when you come, you eat at home, because this meal is symbolic. Yeah, this meal is not where you will be eating, you know, full meal, but it is symbolic. And so Paul reintroduced it to the Corinthians, who thought when they come, you know, they were going to eat a meal. But we know that it is not. So when we come to communion, when we come to the table, we come in humility, but with confidence and with joy, because it is a celebration of what Jesus did for us. And it's also a celebration of the future when we shall eat with Jesus in the kingdom of God. We come in freedom because the blood that Jesus spilled on the cross and demonstrated at the meal with his disciple, that blood released us from blame. We are no longer blamed for sin because Jesus took that away. He took that blame away. We can come because we have been restored. We have been bought back by the blood of Jesus from sin. Remember, Adam sinned. And, you know, throughout the years until it came to the time when he released Israel from slavery, and we talk about the Passover, when he saw the blood, he would pass over. Yes, but that wasn't enough. It would never be enough. So Jesus came and gave himself so that we can be restored back to God. When we come to communion, we come because we have been purchased and because we are valuable. Our souls are valuable to God. He made us to worship him. He made us in his own image. We are important to him. And this is why he sent Jesus to die on the cross. It's because we mean a lot to him. So, Jesus came. He restored us. He repurchased us. And this was the significance of communion. And so the Bible tells us that he not only gave them this new teaching, this new covenant, this new agreement, that from now on there will be no sacrifices in the temple, but I am that sacrifice, and this is once and for all. You do not have to give the blood of lambs, the blood of bulls, the blood of goats or turtle doves, because I am that sacrifice once and for all. And so, even when, after he bade them farewell, he comforted them, he said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send to you a counselor, a teacher, who will remind you of these things. Because as often as you do this, as often as you meet together in celebration, you are reminding yourself that one day I'm going to come back to eat with you. And what joy is that? He also told them, you know, don't worry. Don't worry. I am going. Don't worry. But in my Father's house, there are many rooms. I'm going to prepare these rooms for you so that we can be together. if I don't go, then nothing will happen. But I have to go because I am preparing. I am going to prepare it because I'm going to come back and get you. I'm going to take you into my Father's kingdom. So, you know, sometimes when we're invited to dinner, we have to make our own way there. But Jesus said to them, I am coming back for you. I'm going to take you to that feast, to that celebration, where we will sit and eat together. And I think it's in Revelation chapter 21, where John saw that new Jerusalem and described it as a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. This is what Jesus was promising. Not just a meal, but that we would live and reign with him in his Father's kingdom. So, on that day, we will know the Father. We will know Jesus more than we do now. We will really be in him as he remains in us. All we have to do, and all he asks us to do, is to obey his commands. Love him. Love one another as he has loved us. And these are reasons to celebrate. We will live with Jesus. We will dine with him. As the song said, you can only imagine what it will be like to live with Jesus, to dine with him daily. Because he has gone to prepare for us that place where we will be with him throughout eternity. As he said, I tell you, when we come to communion today, we are celebrating the love that God had for us. We are celebrating our redemption from sin. We are celebrating the fact that one day, this is what the Christian life is about. Yeah? Our hope is in Christ. And our hope is that we shall live and reign with him for eternity. So, you know, he tells us, in this world we're going to have trouble. But don't focus on the trouble. Focus on me. Because I've gone to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you will be also. And I think that's reasons. That is a great reason to celebrate. To celebrate the love of God. And as we come to communion, we are celebrating what he has done for us. So when you come, come with joy. Yes, it's a solemn occasion, but come with your confidence that God He's going to meet you there. He's going to meet you there as you are. Our sins have already been forgiven. Do you know that? Yes, we pray for forgiveness because we are not perfect, but our sin has already been forgiven through the sacrificial act of Jesus Christ on the cross. So we don't have to come afraid. We can come in confidence that Jesus has paid that price. And it was a high price that he paid, but he's paid it all for us, so that we will one day dine with him in his kingdom, the kingdom that he has gone to prepare for us.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.